excuse my voice. I'm over here early morning prepping the show in the middle of the park. It was about 5 a.m. Got coffee. Got 3 FIFAs. You feel me? Welcome to Voice of a Hustler podcast, man. Shout out my gang and following the game. Millions for millions. Everybody, man, like, it's been one crazy hell of a weekend. You feel me? I salute everybody that's been showing love to us in the clubs across the city. I mean, shit, I'm living like I'm in a spaceship right now. Like, I got the whole Dior fit on, the Yeezy slides, smoking up some of the best dank in the world, like, you know. And I ain't gonna lie, cuz we got a lot of shit dropping. Got a lot of shit going on. Feel me? I will say this. Shout out Out Gutter, and I want to say shout out EJ Moore, man. Y'all we about to talk about some shit today, you feel me? Like, we gonna keep it brief, because I don't want to carry it out too much. Keep it brief. Just know, man, it's finna go down on today's show, man. Every Friday morning and every Monday morning, we got something for the beginning of the week and at the end of the week for y'all, you feel me? And I'm gonna show y'all how this motherfucker ended and how it's beginning. What's up, us, the podcast, the music, man, for the pay these bills.
Early morning, late nights. Yeah. What's up, us?
I woke up off my sleep with some cold sweats, reminiscing about my past, how I had that old flex. Damn, God laid me on my ass with no let up, on my feet in these streets where the bowls at. I'm trying to flip, get it back and do it again. I'm on a mission, they on my ass, ain't no pretend. My bitch a trip, she trying to spaz on me again. About how I'm living, that's why I ask this love or pretend. But yo, your heart feel like it's hovering in HD. Got them cars big lights, you running when you race streets. When I live in the kitchen, I'm trying to bag this large load. Why this brick coming in? Look like a slumming car door. See, I ain't into the victory.
Or I can let the fog blow with the enemy with me.
Yo, let's take the time out to shout out all the historical black colleges, all the HBCUs across the United States of America and the world. You feel me? I want to give a big shout out to her store and their homecoming and everything that they provided for everybody and the alumni and the undergrads. Man, I love the scenery and I'm always keep coming around forever and ever for y'all. So you keep doing y'all thing, bro. It's forever love and we hear you. You hear me? HBCUs forever. What's up, us? When I was in hip hop, you know, I remember coming up wanting to make everything lucrative to be able to make it to these type of platforms of Funk Flex, XXL Magazine, you know, BET Awards, The Back Room, Smack DVD, you know. These is, I'ma tell you, like, if you really, really is a hip hop, if you really was born for this, them the platforms you go for. When you make music, got bars, you know. 21 Savage just responded back to Kodak Black of Kodak Black saying he wouldn't do music with 21 because ever since he did an album with Drake, he's been acting funny, quote unquote. Now, me personally, what would make a nigga say some cool fast shit like that? You know what I'm saying? So, I could never understand that. But 21 responded like, yo, nigga, I came in the game with you. Like, we was freshman covers. And if you saying that because I said I feel like I'm the best, every man should feel like that. And I agree. Because even when that cover dropped and those freshmen dropped, bro, I start taking my music personally serious because I'm like, one, I gotta see them type of niggas represent the game of hip hop. And I'm like, man, my niggas don't even act or look like that. You feel me? My niggas don't act or look like that. You feel me? So that's what made me jump in the game serious. But that's a lot of commotion around that. You feel me? And I'm like, man, Kodak Black, just, I ain't gonna cap. He's amazing, bro. Just keep doing what you do. I don't even think you have to make music with other people. Just do what you do. Your fan base is amazing. You feel me? 21 Savage is correct, bro. And plus, everybody that made that cover, career took off. Shout out Juice WRLD. You feel me? But this Voice of a Hustler podcast, bro, I'm only going to speak the real up here. You feel me? And I just feel like if you came in the game with a nigga, y'all might grow apart. You feel me? But you ain't got to down a nigga because y'all not around each other. I'm just telling the nigga that. But this Voice of a Hustler podcast, I don't want to hold y'all up because we finna get to the meat and potatoes in a minute. We finna get to the meat and potatoes in a minute because I just had to cover that. You feel me? New music, man.
Your bitch call me Myers.
What's the boss?
It's a different feel when you not knowing where your next meal gonna be coming from. Get real in these slums with us. Might have to kill to get that honey bun. I know some niggas casting drills with some guns and dust. Same block where I grew up around them hills. If you come fuck with us, get a quarter bird, get chopped down from a quill. Double up. Like an old foe had moved off from the pills. Had 100 of us back when the bitches wasn't feeling none of us. Baby might just fuck us off a pill. Yeah, she lust to love. Love or lust, either or. She all up on a young nigga dick. Us on the block, trying to get these young niggas rich. I hear the wind blowing. Pose by corner stores. I'm standing 10 toes. Do they want some more? Out of my tongue, some loaded blow. Had some dope to smoke. Man's died in the same spot right here last year. Holy Ghost. I don't even know I'm talking for. I seen my nigga died in the same spot right here where I'm standing and I saw his ghost. Seemed like he was doing the same thing they had caught him for. Had his gun tucked, the warmest coat. Drugs tucked, swallowed dope. Same vision, I see the cost 50. Slugs bust 40 blow. All you see is riding off 10. I ain't saw him though. Might be bro, riding coke. Nobody knows. Homicide. Ain't sad day in the hood when you dress up to the funeral. You step up to the funeral. It was just us, you and dude. And how these hoes dying when death comes, usually soon. And most go get stuck under the newest moon. Then at nightfall, trying to get some money from that white raw. Not nothing is funny when your lights off. The block gotta go running for a price, y'all. I'ma chop me a little onion, take a slice off. I go whip a pot, don't smell no lights off. Hear the wind blowing. Posed by corner stores. I'm standing 10 toes. Do they want some more? Out of my tongue, some loaded blow. Had some dope to smoke. Man's died in the same spot right here last year. Holy Ghost.
cow, bro. America at war again. Shit. Well, we putting in somebody business. Because this nigga Biden finna go over there in Israel and help them fight against these other people Israel just bombed on. Because, like, come on, man. This shit's stupid, man. But Jay-Z has revealed the origin story behind the famous Rockefeller diamond hand sign that he used throughout his career. And during a recent in-depth interview with Gayle King on CBS. Was that CBS? Yeah, it was on CBS Morning. The Brooklyn rap legend discussed where the gestures actually came from. And when we first started, son, we had a group called Krishan. But we used to sell 10 million, you know, go diamond, right? And we believed them so heavy. We was a group that was going to sell 10 million records. So we was putting up the diamond for Krishan. And that's where it came from. The diamond eye from Jay-Z is not Illuminati. Diamond eyes a representation of to sell 10 million. And that's a beautiful thing because hip hop and music is symbolism. Language is symbolism. You have to create a language within a language to unlock the mysteries of life, bruh, and make life more beautiful what's in front of you. But y'all gotta understand that coming to this show, cause it's time to get to the motherfucking meat and potatoes. EJ and Hot motherfucking Gutter, bro. Listen, if you don't like your cigarillos crumpling up, you hate unraveling a motherfucking backwood? Bitch, why I gotta put this motherfucker underwater, ho? Go get you some leaves wrapped in Honduras. Yeah, I'm only speaking on these motherfuckers right here. Al Capone cigarillos. You can get them in three different flavors, rum, cognac, or original. If you ain't on the table, it's on the menu. No comment. So, I'm talking about, I goes in the building. You know what I'm saying? I see the love in the building. Feel me? We making sure that the feel of the building is right. Op goes, has an amazing first round. Clean, bro. Op first round was so fucking clean. We said, yo, this is the best Op gutter we've ever seen. This is the best Op gutter we ever seen. So, I'm like, let's go, EJ. Bro, man, EJ mopped the floor with that nigga, bro. Listen, I ain't gonna say that in a biased way. Because the reason why I say it that way, though, is because Op gutter threw so many punches, bro. I can't even quote one. It was too many punches. I can't have a favorite one. He was back to back to back to back. But, yeah, but it was battle rappers like boxing. Why you throw all them jabs out there? You trying to throw all power punches, bro. You got tired. That's why in the third, he got tired. That's why he lost the third clear. I've gotta got the first round, but why do we only remember EJ's bar? I heard a bunch of, oh, about time. That was the heaviest punch in the round. Listen, bro. I know battle rap. And I thought it was battle rap not lyrical, who's the most lyrical rap? I really want y'all to quote me. Please go on my comments. Shut this motherfucker. I really want y'all to quote me. I've got a bar from either of his rounds, especially being the first that he won. Quote me a bar. Quote me a bar. Quote me a bar. You can't. God move for shots. Sound like the fool to what? EJ. Listen, bro. I'm only gonna keep it real with my fan base. And those who gonna listen to this, bro. You feel me? I fuck with y'all. I fuck with Op is one of the best niggas I heard from his region. His region, bro. A lot of niggas ain't got it like that. He got it like that. EJ doing, listen, bro. There ain't a performer in St. Louis like EJ Moore. This is a fact. You want to know, Op would have won. Look, I'm going to call it like this. Op round one, EJ round three. The second round was a toss-up to who you prefer more. And I prefer EJ more because he performed with his bars. Op was just rapping. Op was throwing them heavy haymaker punches. Boom! How B-Mac said, boom! 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 But it was so many of them, I couldn't have a favorite connection. EJ paced himself all three rounds, bro. And that shit was beautiful. Going into the third, you are a security officer, Marshawn. You ain't nobody out. He walked that boy down, nigga. Hey, bro. Op shit was well put together just for raps. Man, EJ took that nigga to the trap. EJ then walked that nigga down about, you talking about me not having a job. I'm a hustler. You got a job. And you chose to be a security. He said, da-da-da-da. I look, bae, like a damn snitch. Bro. Too many quotables, bro. It was too many highlights. EJ a star. Op is a star. But we are talking battle rap. Battle rap. Come on, cuz. Listen. We didn't say lyric rap. Battle rap. I fuck with y'all, bro. But in this battle, this clash of MCs, of style, performance, man, listen, I got EJ 2-1, second and third. I am not mad at nobody who says Op 2-1, first and second. Come on, cuz. That's the most unbiased shit you could get. Now, let's get to the meat and potatoes I was talking about, nigga, because y'all thought that was it. We ain't finna sit here and cap like niggas wasn't reacting for EJ on they side of the room. They wasn't. East side and state to state, because EJ be shooting at them. They didn't want to react for EJ. The random fans, and we was, nigga. That's how real I'ma keep it, nigga. Street status, nigga. Because the status been street. Forget, man. I want to give a big shout out to Demo and Deo Murder, man. Demo, perfect. Fire. You rapped a whole lot. And your punches was landing. Oh, God. You ain't gotta rap that long though. You ain't gotta give us 10 minutes. Hey, give us 5 minutes, and you know what I'm saying? Keep pushing that. Give us a, we're going battle rappers like boxing, you know? Hold on. It was perfect, bro. That shit was fire. The battle rappers definitely like boxing, bro, so you gotta pace your punches on down. Damn, yo! That's just how you get the job done, man. I ain't even got to spend too much highlight moments on none of y'all. It was an opening battle. It was a perfect, perfect, perfect battle scene for y'all, bro. To debut on the camera like that, man. Oh, fucking with y'all. So just make sure y'all, you know what I'm saying, keep doing what y'all need to do, bro. I would love to see y'all back in the ring. Please come back. Don't just let that be y'all last one. As a fan, as a writer, and as an artist, I would want to just see y'all continue doing what y'all do, because, you know what I'm saying? So, it is. Yo, this Millions for Millions, J-Ron, cuz it's a Voice of a Hustler podcast commercial. I just want y'all to stop what you doing. Go on Instagram, go on motherfucking YouTube, go on motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Shout out my nigga Riso Wills. Hey, metaphor day ones, cuz oh, EJ, my nigga, EJ, hey, E-Jizzle, the smoothest nigga we got. Nigga, I'm on God, he knocking niggas loose. Listen, man, what I'm saying is go follow Instagram, MFOM_TheTakeover_, because this is a takeover commercial, bitch. I only got motherfucking 20 seconds left on here, cuz talk about it, because this motherfucking commercial is only 1 minute for a motherfucking commercial, bitch. MFOM the gang.
Take off a rocket, I'ma make a proud dad of my kids. Yeah, I know I pissed off my mama, know a son got anger within me. A couple niggas hit some robbers, all we wanted was the cash done big. Made a nigga run out all his pockets, found out he ain't had shit for real. Damn what it is, ain't no looking back. Now I'm looking for us something better, family just split. Now I'm cooking crack, nigga heard you looking for it, come and get it. Fear just hit, and they booked my man, sit to serve, not for it, twist X. Nigga just snitch, and he looking at me, admiral, I don't really want your ish.
Stoney, 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 stoney.
Still trapping out niggas, even. I just know I seen the nigga outside, out here steady snitching in the way. I don't really know what happened to his body, but I know they found the end of nigga place. I just know it's about to be a homicide if they don't find the killers in the face. See the little nigga on the trial when they find him, now. Not really in the way.
No.
Not really in the way.
Wrong.
I was pitching with this cane.
No.
Little nigga hold the steals, pack of pistols. Out really in the day.
Stoney, 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 stoney.
Still trapping up niggas, even yay.
Stoney, 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 stoney.
Snitches telling on niggas every yank.
Stoney, 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 stoney.
Still trapping up niggas, even yay.
Stoney, 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 stoney.
Snitches telling on niggas every yank.
What's up, hustle nigga?
This my favorite part. I get to rap again. I get to rap again. Bring him, go clap your friend. See him, I'm that again. Listen, December 9th, nigga. J-Ron versus Chef Trez, Springfield, Illinois. Make sure y'all pop out. FBL Battle League is going down. I'ma show y'all these niggas is cap and these niggas is whack. But hey, we gonna keep it battle rap. Voice of a Hustler, man. I'm glad everybody tuned in. Hey, ain't gonna lie, man. Y'all need to go subscribe to my other radio podcast, Esoteric Talk Radio. You feel me? Shout out Judge Joe Brown for hitting the nigga up. You know, there's a lot going on, man. You feel me? Shout out FOM. Yes, I lost my voice a little bit for those who like, I sound like, yeah, my voice gone because I was really wilding last night. Shout out Millions for Millions. Shout out my whole Voice of a Hustler staff. Shout out my children. Shout out my family. Shout out my fan base. Shout out to every ear that's listening to hear me. Like, we really taking off with this shit, bro. If you really need help getting your music heard, you need help learning how to get money for your music, bookings, goddamn me, come holler at me, bro. I'm going to point you in the right direction. You feel me? We here at Voice of a Hustler and Millions for Millions like to share the love and make sure everybody on the planet could get where they need to go so you can end up where you need to be. You know what I'm saying? So shout out everybody, man. Shout out O, man. Shout out my nigga O. Shout out Metaphor. Shout out Cuz OKB. Shout out JD1. Shout out Reso, my nigga Reso. You feel me? Shout out EJ, cuz like the whole info went part down. You feel me? Weirdness. Everybody that's really pushing the movement forward. Shout out all my niggas out of town, man, that's out of the loop, that know who I am and know what it is, cuz so many niggas, cuz. Shout out my nigga GE, cuz I'm gonna be out there real soon, you know what I'm saying? Dave the example, I'm on your bumper, boy. Yeah, it's coming, you know what I'm saying? Real shit. Voice of a Hustler, man. Hey, make sure y'all go to subscribe to voiceofahustler.com.
Going from having everything and losing
gone.
It all.
That's long.
Let's get it back.
That's long.
Yeah.
That's long.
I'm back in the hood, but shit, let me get some of that raw off in the pack and I'm good. Remember Loco died, damn, how they actually do it. Let me rap and get to it, but look, I came up off a block, I'm slinging crack, making music. Look, and your lady wanna talk, well let me grab on the booty. The traffic, get to it, in the traffic I'm moving. I got two of those, 8 for sale, I can swing them well, 2 should go. Ayy, I'm on this north side, I gotta maneuver slow. I ain't tryna be on nobody court side, with them orange shoes is on. Ayy, I'm cool as snow, with a fuchsia's glow. In this poetic justice, I should get a movie role.
Time flies, always in a different spot in life. New arrivals, new chapters. Sometimes you gotta leave them days behind you, so you can move forward to the future. Cause your future more brighter than what your past can hold. What's the possible?
On the south side, I done made a lot. Show you how to scrape a pot. Open it closed from the microwave and spot. Cover your nose so you don't inhale a high. Your dog I have him waving by. Not enough. On the ground, make it pallet where he laying down. My geek sleep on the block, I got the cheese. Hold up a Glock, I let the heat live. Hit his top, his grave beneath me. Yeah, hello, my phone ring. Let me get this call. Little lady on the other side, she wanna lick my balls and hit her raw. But baby girl, I gotta go and get this morning. Yeah. Let me click over and get this call. Hello? Hello? Let me get your dog. Yeah. I'm not funny as shit. I got some money to get. I understand how she be loving this dick. Ayy. Now I understand when she be rubbing and gripping. Same when I'm chopping grams and they hover and sniffing. Yeah.
I remember keeping 9 hours at a bus stop. Streets, people gonna get how they live and get how they know. I hope this process to those who listening to my music. I'm a true and well with this. For those who been listening, I've been doing this since I was 16. You know what I'm saying? Y'all been witnessing me getting into so much shit, getting rid of a 16. Trying to dodge a 16 while spitting 16, you know what I'm saying? Hey, but as I explain all these old dramas, just know them days long gone. them old bitches. Just know them shit's long gone. Them struggles. Days long gone. Mom, I made it. Yeah. That was awesome.